Open GD77 for blind hams, project restarted under new license, version 5.1D, 13th of June, 2021. Hi, if you are a blind ham, you may never have considered using the Radio Oddity GD77 as a DMR stroke FM handy because you need to be able to see the screen. But that has all changed thanks to some very clever new firmware from Roger, VK3KYY, supported by Daniel F1RMB, called OpenGD77, which now includes both voice prompts and beep signals for the blind ham, making it very usable. You can also use this package to install the OpenGD77 firmware on the GD77S, the DM1801, or the RD5R. As there are firmware versions, both of the official OpenGD77 version and the version from Joe VK7JS for these radios, as well as the GD77. I know that you'd like to be able to do everything yourself, including uploading the new firmware and voice prompts, creating a code plug, and uploading it, as well as using the radio without sighted help. So I've tried to produce a package of files which you can use, and if you follow the instructions really carefully, you can do it without the assistance of a sighted person. Obviously, everyone's computer is slightly different, but I've tried to make the instructions as generic as possible using a Windows 10 computer. I can give you step-by-step instructions for everything you need to do with the GD77, but first you need to do some basic Windows computer stuff, and everyone does things slightly differently. So I'll just have to do my best to try to guide you through it and hope that I succeed. I try to keep one action per line to help make it easier for your screen reader. If you're really comfortable with doing computer things, then here are the quick instructions. Select the link at the bottom of this web page and download the .zip file called OpenGD77BH. In the zip file is a single folder, GD77BH. That's GD77 for blind hams. Extract this folder to your desktop. Then locate the file 1 installing the CPS PDF or 1 installing the CPS MP3 that can be found in the folder, and away you go. But before you do that, I ask you to go to Please Read comments at the bottom of this webpage and read them. For those less skilled at computer things, I'll do my best, but there are so many browsers and computer configurations that I can't cover every case, but I've made the instructions as robust as I can. Things get easier once you're into using the CPS program to set up your GD77, as we have more control. Unfortunately, not all browsers work the same way, so the instructions for Firefox are different from the instructions for Edge and Chrome, the three browsers I've tried it with. First, Edge, which is the standard browser for Windows 10 or Chrome, and it should work for all versions of Edge. For Edge and Chrome, tab until you find the link OpenGD77BH at the bottom of this web page, probably 4 tabs. Then, when you are focused on the OpenGD77BH link, you just need to hit Enter to start the download. Wait until your screen reader gives you the download complete message, which may take a little while, depending on your internet speed. But ignore all the screen reader hints. And you now just have to hit tab twice, and with the older versions of Edge stroke Chrome, you should now be on the file opengd77bh.zip. If you're not, then keep tabbing. It may take quite a lot of tabs until you are on the file opengd77bh.zip and then hit enter. And then continue by going down this page to the section continue for both Firefox and Edge. Instructions for Firefox. Tab until you find the link opengd77bh at the bottom of this web page, probably 4 tabs. And when your focus is on the download link, then hit enter. A new window will appear with 2 radio buttons. You need to be on the open with radio button. So if your screen reader says you're on the save option, then hit cursor up so that open with is selected. Then normally the Windows Explorer will automatically be the default option in the combo box, and you then just hit enter to begin the extraction. It's unlikely. But if you've added other programs to this combo box, and you're not sure that the Windows Explorer is selected, then you'll need to tab and then use the up and down cursor keys to locate Windows Explorer and then hit enter, and the download will automatically begin. Wait for the download to complete, depends on your internet speed, and then go to the next paragraph. Continue for both Firefox and Edge. Continue for both Firefox and Edge. Windows Explorer opens. Hit the space bar to select the GD77BH folder, and then type Control plus C for Charlie. Now type Alt plus cursor up a number of times until you reach Desktop. And then type Control plus V for Victor. The folder containing everything you need is now on your desktop. So type Alt plus F4 to close Windows Explorer, and then Alt plus F4 again to close your browser. You have now completed the most difficult part, as there are so many browsers and computer configurations, but you now have the GD77BH folder on your desktop, which is what we needed to do. Everybody please read. In all the rest of the instructions, we are going to be putting the CPS program on your computer and uploading new firmware, code plug and voice prompts to your GD77. Remember, all of this has been developed by enthusiastic amateurs in their free time, so it's offered without any guarantees, and although large numbers of amateurs are using OpenGD77, you carry out the procedures at your own risk. This package has been created by me, Ian Spencer, DJ0HF, but the software and firmware is the work of Roger, VK3KYY, supported by Daniel, F1RMB. And these instructions would not have been possible but for the unstinting support of Gina, M0EBP. This package may be freely distributed, but not modified in any way without my permission. These instructions are very detailed, and you may have enough experience not to need such detailed instructions. But remember, they've been written so someone with limited computer knowledge can hopefully achieve success, provided they follow the instructions really carefully. You will also need to download a copy of the original Radio Oddity firmware, and I'll cover how to do this later in Section 2 of the instructions entitled Uploading Firmware and Voice Prompts. If you're interested in the changes from one version to another, then this information is also on the Updates page. So it's time to set the focus on your desktop, and type G until the focus is on the folder GD77BH, and then hit Enter. You now have a list of all the files you will need to configure your GD77. Go down the list and you'll find all of the instruction PDFs and MP3s, and you can take your next steps of installing the CPS program. To do this, start by reading 1, installing the CPS PDF, or listening to 1, installing the CPS MP3. 73s, Ian, DJ0HF/G3ULO. And you can always reach me by sending a mail to DJ0HF@spencerweb.net.